Good morning, my friends. 9:17. We have got a cloudy thing going on right now. We're at 30 degrees. Thursday talk around continues, and every Thursday we take a trip out to the place I call the Hive because it's always buzzing out there at Twin Town Villa, and talk with Director Mary Wolfgram on the phone with me. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I am great. Happy New Year. I haven't had a chance to wish you that yet.
And Happy New Year to you as well.
So I know at Twin Town Villa, you guys are always so festive during the holidays, but now we're into 2026. What's going on? How are you ramping up the new year out there at the villa?
Well, right now we are working on taking down Christmas. And so that's, you know, everybody helps and jumps in and helps, and, you know, because it's all of their homes. And so it's kind of fun to see everybody working together to make it beautiful and everybody working together to take it down. So yesterday we celebrated our maintenance man, Mace, is moving to Nashville, and so we did a little going away party for him, and everybody showed up in appreciation of him, and we, you know, to show him that we love him, we'll miss him, and we're just doing our usual exercise, Catholic services today, and you know, but we're hopping. It's warm and 70 degrees, as you always say.
Right, always sunny and 75 over there at the villa.
Yes.
Hey, tell me about these field trips that you provide for people out there too that are at Twin Town Villa, because they go on all year, right?
They do. I mean, we do things as simple as going downtown to the stores or to Walmart. We head out to Hankinson to do the, not Hankinson, we do the casino run, we do different restaurants, you know, whether it be, you know, in our local community, in Fergus, you know, some of our small town areas. We try to get around, we're resident driven and resident focused, so we talk about things that, you know, monthly with our residents at a meeting about what they'd like to do, what they'd like to see. I know they have some sort of little neat train museum, something planned coming up that's in one of our local small towns. I can't remember. Some you out there may know what I'm talking about.
Right.
But that's coming up, you know, on the agenda, something to do after the holidays. And so we're always looking for new ideas. You know, so if you guys know of things in our community, please give us a call and let us know of things, you know, that we can bring up to our residents and let them know that things are happening.
Absolutely. And again, things always in motion out there at Twin Town Villa with the residents out there, with staff and everything else. Let's talk openings. Do you have any openings going on?
We have one opening in our assisted living. It's a larger one bedroom that's available on our second floor. It's just been newly painted, has new carpet. It's in our new addition, so it's very, very nice, you know, and it's west views, and so it's a gorgeous apartment.
All right.
Looking for somebody new to move in.
Okay, and taking tours are very easy. Just show up, right? You got somebody there that'll show them around.
Yep, you just walk on in and ask to do a tour, and we'll show you. Or else you can give us a call if you have any questions at 218-643-9542.
Mary Wolfgram, always great to talk with you. And on into 2026. We will catch up next Thursday, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks, Bill. Bye-bye.
That's Mary Wolfgram from Twin Town Villa. Stop out and take a tour today. Hey, it's 9:21. I got to remind you of this. Get it on your calendar. St. John's Church in Wapton got their winter festival on Sunday, January 25th, from 10:30 a.m. till 2:30 p.m. Dinner at the Mihawk Center from 10:30 until 1. That includes pork chops, mashed potatoes, green beans, a baked mac and cheese. Now I'm hungry. And a whole lot more. $20 for adults, 6 to 12, 8 bucks, and 5 and under get in free. Silent auction, carnival games, bingo, and more going on in the gym. And we're going to talk with the folks from St. John's. That'll be a week from tomorrow. They're going to be in here doing up a guest mic. Well, all right. It's a brand new month, relatively. It's January 8th. So we got to talk with Mandy Steinberg, our monthly chat from Breckenridge Family Community and Teen Center. And you, Mandy Stein, you're always so great about sending me these flyers.
Yep.
And every month, there just seems to be more and more and more stuff going on over there at the community center in Breckenridge. What's happening? By the way, love the trees over there.
Thank you.
Those Christmas trees, those beautiful, beautiful trees.
That is all the city, those city guys.